The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I would love to see the original statement of purpose, vision, etc. for Ohio Wesleyan University. The website has been scrubbed of anything old. Gives a little bit about its founding, and it was associated with the United Methodist Church by a pastor in Delaware, Ohio, and so forth. But when I look at the statement of aims and the mission, I get that this is United Methodist School. And hey, please, I am not condemning all of the faculty, the staff. I'm not doing that. In fact, I'm not condemning anybody. I'm exposing. This has been a United Methodist school since its founding. And I've looked everywhere. And by the way, maybe some of you can do some research that I haven't been able to do. I would love to see the purpose statement. I would imagine they had a statement of faith. If you would probably go back 40, 50 years to Ohio Wesleyan University, there was probably a statement of faith, a doctrinal statement. Not anymore. I just read through during the break the mission and aims of Ohio Wesleyan University. There is not one word about a biblical foundation, teaching the young people about Christ or even God. In fact, as I look at their aims, the goals, here it is, and I'm quoting, Ohio Wesleyan judges itself successful when it has accomplished three objectives in its work with students. Number one, at the top of the list, impart knowledge. Yeah, what does the Bible say about knowledge without spirituality? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Number one, the first is to impart knowledge. Included here is knowledge about our cultural past. A liberal education communicates what great minds of thought, great artists have created. Not one word about Christ, the Bible, Christianity, no. Number two, the second major objective is to develop and enhance certain important capabilities of students. Nothing really about character, integrity. No, just capabilities. Number three, the third objective is to place education in the context of values. And I'm quoting, liberal education seeks to develop its students' understanding of themselves, appreciation of others, and willingness to meet the responsibilities of citizenship in a free society. Not a word about God, honoring God, learning about God. This is a Methodist University, and in the entire thing, in the mission and the aims, there is not a single word about even God, something as generic as, well, we want our students to at least know about God. Nothing, zero, zip, zilch, nada. And I could be wrong, but I can't imagine that if you go back even 50 years, that the mission aims would not include a whole wealth of it, of things about God, the Bible, Scripture, and so forth. So anyway, I just find that interesting that when the United Methodist Church votes to maintain their standing on marriage, they didn't change anything. The United Methodist Church didn't change anything. They maintained their historic position on marriage and the family. So anyway, enough of that. But all five of the United Methodist Colleges and Universities, the presidents, have released a statement condemning their own denomination for standing for the Bible. Just think about how weird and bizarre that is. But those are the times in which we live. Speaking of the times in which we live, I tried to make you aware last week of something just awful that's happening in Delaware, Ohio. Now, if this was San Francisco, California, I would expect it. If this was Vermont, you know, in the backyard of Bernie Sanders, I would not be surprised, shocked at all. I mean, you know, if this was Massachusetts, I can see that. Sure, you know, hey. But Delaware, Ohio, the Orange Branch of the Delaware County District Library has scheduled June 5th as Drag 101. If you were listening last week, you know what I'm talking about. If not, get an earful of this. The taxpayers up in Delaware, Ohio, and many of you live in Delaware, your tax dollars are going to be paying for Drag 101, a course from 2 to 3 p.m. on June 5th at the Orange Branch of the Delaware County District Library. The person putting it on is the former Miss Gay Ohio. Yeah, former Miss Gay Ohio, going to teach teenagers, quote, how to do drag. The person presenting it, his real name is Kyle Gale. I'm not even going to give you his drag name because I don't want to give him any publicity. But this has created enormous controversy up in Delaware. But George Needham, the Delaware County District Library Director, is digging his heels in. Sure, we're going to have it. He said, it is probably the most controversial program I've ever worked with in 40 years. Yeah, you think? He told a local TV station that Drag 101 is one of about 400 summer programs, 45 of which are for teenagers. Quote, a big mission for the library is to encourage lifelong learning, to encourage curiosity, and to encourage people to be engaged in the world. Like drag? Now, I didn't know this, but at first, it was for kids only. Parents couldn't come. Yeah, this is my understanding. My understanding, when this first was developed, organized, when it was dreamed up, this is only for the kids. Parents weren't allowed. It's for kids 12 to 17, and parents couldn't go. I believe I'm correct. Could be wrong, but I believe I'm correct now that the library has changed their mind and they will allow one adult to accompany the children if they want to. Now, if you have not already, and particularly those of you who live in Delaware County, there are many of you who live in Delaware County, these are your tax dollars, I hope you will contact the library. The director is George Needham. I'm making sure I get that correct. Yes, George Needham, Needham. I want to encourage you to call the library. Now, do not be mean. Do not be mean-spirited. Do not call names. Be kind, but be firm. Particularly if you live in Delaware. Call the library. Ask to speak to George Needham himself. If you can't get him, say, could I leave him a voicemail? And then kindly but firmly express your sentiment. You as a tax dollar, a tax payer, you as someone who gives the library their tax dollars, tell them what you are planning on doing the next time they try to pass a levy for the library. Express your deep deep, deep concern for Drag 101. It's not too late for them to cancel it. Although, if they cancel it, now I'm asking you to be kind and gracious but firm when you call. If the library would choose to cancel, folks, listen, and I mean this advisedly, all hell will break loose. The radical homosexual activists will go crazy. They will go ballistic and possibly violent. Possibly violent. So now that they've announced this thing, they're almost on a path of no return. Because they know that the Christians in the community will not try to burn down the library. They know that the Christians in the community will not threaten the director with his life. But they know that the radical homosexual activists will. I don't know whether they'll burn it down, but he will get death threats. I guarantee you, if the library director now chooses to cancel this because the community has spoken out, he will receive numerous death threats from the radical community. But encourage him to do the right thing. It's outrageous. And by the way, I was reading that from a national news source. Those of you that live in Delaware, your Delaware library has made the national news. What a horrible way to be in the national spotlight. All right, we need to take our next break. When we come back, Tony in Upper Arlington, be patient. I'll come to you as soon as we return. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. At the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you why I'll probably never buy another Gillette product again. And I'll explain why. Top of the hour. But first, let's go to the phones, and I've got Tony in Upper Arlington. Tony, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thanks for calling.
Hi, Bob. Wanted you to know that I did email that library director. I think you were speaking with, was it a state senator from Ohio last week? Is that correct?
I'm sorry?
Were speaking last week with a senator from the state of Ohio, not a federal
No, but someone is a candidate for Senate.
Okay.
Melissa Atkinson. She is a candidate.
Right. So I did email the director of the library system, and as I was emailing and I did it respectfully as you asked, I was thinking about it. There's a simple solution to this. If all of the believers in Delaware in the surrounding area will just show up to the library, it is a public library, am I not right?
It is.
And you're allowed to read books in a public library?
Indeed.
Just show up. I think you said it's June 5th from 2 to 3. I'm sure there's an area reserved. But if the parking lot is absolutely filled, the surrounding streets are absolutely filled because people are in there reading books, maybe no one can go to the event.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
It's very, I think it's very Christian-like. It's very peaceable. You can't have the event if nobody can show up to it. And by filling the parking lot and the neighborhood streets around it, and everywhere in the library there should be people, just go get a book. That's what it's there for. Just go grab a book and start reading it. And if people can't show up to the event, it can't happen.
Well, it's not a bad idea, Tony. It isn't. It's not a bad idea. Those that live up in the Delaware area, you just heard the suggestion from Tony.
Yeah. Let's keep that in mind. So if it looks like it's going to happen, then let's make sure we get as many believers as possible. Just show up to the library, fill up the parking lot, and fill up the streets around it, and maybe we just prevent it that way.
Did you get a response from the library director?
I did not.
Okay. I assumed you might get, you know, a canned response, but no response at all.
I got no response.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good, Bob.
All right. Thanks. Great idea. Great idea. Hey, I wanted to bring you up to date on a story that we've been following out of Virginia. It's a story of Pastor Kenneth Haug, or Haug, H-A-U-G-E. He is a retired Lutheran pastor. He and his wife live in an apartment complex in Virginia for senior citizens. Well, for a long time, they have been holding a voluntary Bible study. I think it's once a week at the Evergreens at Smith Run. The Evergreens at Smith Run complex, again, a senior citizen community in Virginia. And they've been holding a weekly voluntary Bible study in the Commons area until someone complained. Yep. Someone, as far as we know, one person went to the management and said, I'm offended. They're having a Bible study in the Commons. And as a result, the management company that oversees this federally subsidized apartment complex told this couple, you can't have Bible study anymore. You cannot have Bible study. Well, God bless them. Kenneth Haug, or Hogue, H-A-U-G-E, and his wife, Liv, or Leave, L-I-V, said, well, wait a minute. We have some constitutional rights here. And so they went to the folks at Alliance Defending Freedom. The folks at Alliance Defending Freedom agreed to represent them. And First Liberty Institute. First Liberty Institute agreed to defend them. And Lee Patterson, Associate Counsel for First Liberty, released this statement and said, the management company's hostility to religious residents violates federal law and taints Virginia's long history of religious freedom. We're asking the court to hold the management company accountable for violating the rights of the couple who exercise their faith in their home and to ensure no other residents have to suffer through what this couple has endured. They have been residents of the complex since 2017. And the complaints began when they started saying grace over their meal. They have a commons area where people eat together, and they started saying grace, asking the blessing on their food, and residents complained, and that's when it began, and then it moved to the Bible study. So they have filed a federal lawsuit. We'll keep an eye on that one. I'll try to keep you up to date as that progresses through the courts. Why I will not be buying any Gillette products. Possibly ever. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.